India, Quebec 6, Lima, November. This is Oscar Romeo 4, ISS. Let's shift to backup. Let's shift to backup channel. Yes, I've got you loud and clear. Loud and clear on this frequency. Okay, I am ready. Please, let's go ahead and begin. I copied the beginning of the question, but not the rest. I do have a written list. I think that question was from Loris. Is that correct? Loris, that's a good question. I'd like to just make clear, though, the commitment is one made by many thousands of people the world over that have put together this fantastic space station. And I'm proud of our collective achievement in that regard. And I think it's great that we have an international team that's willing to commit the resources and the energy to build an outpost in space, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Our relationship among the crew on board is very, very good. We were friends long before we launched on space station, so nobody's really being forced to live here, and it's a pleasure just spending time with these great crew members that I've got, and to get a chance to do the work we do and do that all together is fantastic. Dear Luigi, there's not specific cultural requirements that I know of. We basically get evaluated during the course of our selection for missions and as cosmonauts and astronauts before we even begin. And then we also do a lot of training together in difficult situations. And they include winter survival training, water survival training. We do a National Outdoor Leadership School training. We train in an underwater laboratory in the Florida Keys, many of us. So we've had a lot of chance to be in confined environments, in stressful environments together. Andrea, it seems like it varies from person to person. For myself, coming to space from automated transfer vehicle module by Soyuz modules. That takes care of translation.